Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, there's some great photos in the papers this very morning of Batman in full costume. And you can see him there with his, the gear. The gear that you've come to expect. And now he seems to actually get more beefed up with every year that's gone by. It's not Ben Affleck, though, in the pictures preparing for his new role. It's Galway-based art director and sculptor Julian Checkley. Julian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. Are you a proper Batman fan?
I'd have to admit that I am, I'm afraid. I've got one tattoo, and it's a Batman logo.
Where is it?
It's in a real cheesy place. It's on my shoulder, but I try not to show it. I'm afraid it's a real bad one.
Which logo? What is it? Is it a Kapow? Is it an Adam West era or Keaton?
It's the actual bat symbol.
Oh yeah.
I'm sad to say, what a geek, huh?
Well, yeah. Are you embarrassed by it or proud of it?
It's not very good when I'm trying to get into a costume that shows your arms, so I have to cover it up. So I don't show off these days.
Just the odd time when you feel the need. But you work with Order 66 Creature and Effects Studio.
I do.
And you create these incredibly accurate costumes that you're working on. Your job title is Creature Effects Fabricator.
That's right.
So what does that mean in English? Because I wouldn't understand any of that.
So basically I'd make creatures and costumes, animatronics, makeups, little special effects props and things like that for film and TV, or mostly these days it's private commissions.
And who would privately commission such a thing?
Anybody and everybody, literally. We have doctors, chefs.
What do they want?
All kinds of things, like stuff that I've never even heard of. And you know, I'm an admitted geek, but just anything. Wookiees, aliens, predators, all the big iconic sort of film characters. But it's going a lot more now into the computer game and video game characters, which is where this Batman came from.
And they want these replicas of these things, is it, for their office or whatever?
Yeah, and a lot of the time it's costuming groups as well, like the Emerald Garrison.
Our friends from the Emerald Garrison. Yeah, in fact, that's probably where I met you before.
That's right, yeah. I met you on the Christmas special last year, I think it was.
On the toy show. Which character were you?
I was Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, proper.
We had a wheeze.
That's right. It was all a wheeze. That's right. No, it's good though. They're great costumes.
Thank you. Thanks
did you make those?
Yes, we did. We all the Emerald Garrison guys make all their costumes, and that's kind of the big part of it. Just finding out how the costumes are made and getting as much accuracy as we can, and that's where it's kind of going with Order 66. I mean, people. Traditionally, cosplay people will be making their own costumes at home out of things they'd sort of find around the house. And it's kind of really moved up a gear from there. Now everyone wants film quality costumes, and that's what we provide.
So they're not willing to mess around with old toilet roll holders
egg boxes and...
Yeah. The old Blue Peter school of costume making. We're now into the proper side of things. And you're based in a place that I hold close to my heart, which is Spiddle in Galway.
That's right, yeah, we're just off the road down in Spiddle.
Gorgeous. And so do you ever test drive some of the costumes going down that beautiful street?
We're just off the main street, so we're on one little industrial estate.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily, we're at a very quiet end of it. So we can jump into an 8-foot-4 Wookiee and run around quite happily without getting disturbed. But our neighbours, I'm sure, get the odd shock now again.
I can only imagine. Now, tell me about some of some of the TV shows or movies that you've worked on in the past, Julian.
There's lots. Probably The Mummy Returns, some little bits and pieces for Harry Potter, TFI Friday, Father Ted, Red Dwarf. There's a long, long list.
Okay, and again, it's all about the effects in that. I mean, one of my favorite effects in Harry Potter is when the paintings come alive when they're walking up the stairs.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's just sometimes I just love when that happens. I like the magic of that.
But that's CGI, you see. We're not against CGI. It's a great addition to filmmaking, but it's kind of overused. I feel these days. I think a lot of people are feeling that as well, which is why the new Star Wars movies are going back to live action effects.
Yeah,
like things we create. But yeah, I mean, crikey, Harry Potter is just a wonderful, wonderful.
But I think I agree with you about the CGI, because I think people are more more intelligent than sometimes filmmakers give them credit for. And by that I mean that when they green screen a film to death, I think the film goer goes, "Ah, come on, you know, give us a bit more credit."
That's it. I totally couldn't agree more. I mean, when it's used in conjunction with live action effects, things like, I don't know if you remember Walking with Dinosaurs that I worked on a few years ago.
Yes, I do indeed.
The thing that really made that work and made it so successful was they used just the right amount of CGI
exactly.
and just the right amount of live action. So, no, I couldn't agree more. There's some clever piece like that.
No, I'm reading Aoife Finneran's piece in The Sun today, which says, "Batman is back in action, and this time he's turning Galway into his own Gotham," which is a great opening paragraph for any story. And sure enough, there you are, looking pretty mean. It's now, you know the way everyone has those tubs of powder in their juice and smoothies? What's that stuff called?
Creatine, is it?
All that stuff. That looks like Batman went to one of those shops. Because you know the teenagers nowadays all have to be buffed because of whatever they're watching in their bedrooms. And now Batman looks like he's uber buff.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I chose to do this particular Batman. In fact, your Audrey, your researcher, they caught me in the gym this morning when she called.
I think she did.
This particular Batman for this Arkham Origins game is like a huge, beefed up, battle-worn, tired, even unshaven Batman. So all the other movie Batmans are great. The Nolan ones are fantastic, and they kind of brought Batman into the real world. But this game version really makes him a real bad, gnarly-looking Batman.
Yeah.
And it just kind of fitted my silhouette a bit more.
Okay, well, it's a great old costume, and how do you go from the costume that I'm looking at here, of you wearing it in spittle, to a computer game called Arkham Origins?
How do we go from that? We kind of do these photo shoots now and again to promote our business,
okay.
It's a fairly big, usually it's a big setup. We'll do it in the studio, all very controlled, you know, with lighting and effects, with wind machines and whatnot. But this time we built this costume using 3D parts, which was, something new for us as well. We didn't actually make the 3D parts, but someone else did that for us.
Yeah.
We put it all together in the workshop, and then we took it out onto the streets of Galway and did a guerrilla-style kind of photo shoot. So we went and found a few secret locations around Galway, and we got a very clever photographer called Camel Kravchek, who actually has one of these Phantom 3 drones. So I'm standing on top of some very tall buildings in Galway, probably about 200 feet.
Yeah.
And he's able to send the drone up and get some shots.
Great.
It was great. It was really, really good.
What did the Guinness Book of Records want to do with you?
Oh, yeah. That's something we're working towards. They're looking to pop us into the 2017 edition for the most expensive bat suit, I believe, and the one with the most gadgets.
Oh, no. Does your bat suit actually have gadgets?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like what?
Well, like this. So we've got the standard things like the folding batarang and the grapnel gun.
Yes.
But we've also got a fireball shooter, which is
yes.
great fun. Our neighbours loved that when we were testing that out the back. but it's a four-barrel fireball shooter.
Yeah.
We're also popping in some 5-kilowatt blue lasers into the gauntlets, and that ignites the smoke bombs. And we've also got a couple of video screens in the gauntlets as well.
Have you got the car?
Not yet. That's for next year, but don't tell my wife.
Yeah, don't tell you. Say your miss will be thrilled when she hears. I had a car when I was a boy, which was a great Batman car, but it was based on the old TV show as opposed to the mad, crazy movies now. But they were great, great fun with, you know, they were a bit of gadgetry in them as well.
I take it this is a little dinky toy one you're talking about.
I think
about,
that's what I am talking about. But I was watching there's a documentary on Netflix about Adam West. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't.
It's really good. Where his daughter's trying to get him a sort of star in the Walk of Fame. You know, one of those things that they
have. Yeah.
And they won't give him one. And the film is about, and it fills, you see Seth MacFarlane, because he's Adam West is Mayor West
Family Guy,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's about how whether or not they can secure a star for him in this Walk of Fame. And he seems like a very sweet man. Kind of trapped in that bat suit down through his life. But I think you'd enjoy the story. It's good. I won't tell you what happens in the end, but it's worth a viewing.
I'm definitely going to look that one up. And I hear you like to get into costume now and again, Ryan.
What? Like when?
Just now and again. We're going to try and get you. Don't you come to Invasion Dublin now and again?
Yeah, I have. I was in Invasion Dublin last time. I was at the Comic-Con as well. And I saw a lot of... I have a great time for the Emerald Garrison because... largely because they gave me a T-shirt, which I treasure. But I just think that your Stormtrooper guys are brilliant. Your own Darth Vader, the Chewbacca. I have a picture on my desk of me high-fiving Chewbacca, which Lorraine very kindly gave me, because it's great fun upstairs. And no, I just think that you respect the movies and the costumes. It's not like some dodgy Shmarney, the Shminosaur, a costume that you see in your local bowling alley. And this is you're high end.
Well, I must say, I've seen a lot of costumes around the world, and there's very, very few that compared to the guys in the Emerald Garrison. It's amazing, actually. I'll tell you what we should do at Invasion Dublin, is stick you in a costume and not tell anyone who you are.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have a little walk around and then tell them afterwards.
Which costume would you put me in?
Oh, God, now you're asking.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, isn't it?
But maybe a biker scout.
Oh, yeah, one of those guys, yeah, because he wouldn't...
Yeah. They're kind of comfortable and easy to get into, and you can have a good mess around in there.
Okay. Will Princess Leia be around by herself?
I've no doubt.
We'll have to see. Okay, we'll leave that for another day. Ryan, I've seen Julian's costumes in the flesh, and all I can say is, wow, the guy is a genius and a gent, and that's from Alan in Leitrim. So we should put up the high five with Chewbacca from the show up on our
Definitely.
Facebook page, just for old time's sake this morning, just to remind people of your brilliant costumes, because they are fab. Well, Julian, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
When is the Dublin invasion?
I think it's in October. It's around the middle of October.
Yeah,
so
good.
You can just check invasiondublin.ie, I think it is.
Okay, I'll see you there. I've no doubt about it. Julian, good to talk to you. Have a little look after yourself and see you soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.